Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we are discussing a truly historic figure in American politics, Delaware's new representative, Sarah McBride, the first openly transgender person ever elected to the United States Congress.
Her election is a landmark moment. Before we get to her congressional career, let's talk about the path that led her here. Her work as an advocate began very early on, didn't it?
It absolutely did. Sarah McBride has been a prominent advocate for more than a decade. Her journey into the public eye began while she was still a student at American University. She was student body president and made headlines when she came out as transgender in the student newspaper. That led to an internship in the Obama White House, where she became the first openly transgender woman to work there. This early start propelled her into a leading role in the LGBTQ+ rights movement. She went on to become the National Press Secretary for the Human Rights Campaign, one of the most visible advocacy positions in the country. She was a key voice in the fight for marriage equality and for passing non-discrimination laws in states across the nation.
So she was already a national figure before she first ran for office herself. Tell us about her first historic election in Delaware.
In 2020, she ran for a seat in the Delaware State Senate and won, making another significant piece of history as the first openly transgender state senator in the entire country. This wasn't just a symbolic victory. She proved to be a remarkably effective legislator. Her signature achievement in the state Senate was passing the Healthy Delaware Families Act. It was a major piece of legislation that created a statewide paid family and medical leave program, something advocates had been trying to pass for years. She demonstrated a real talent for building coalitions and navigating the legislative process to get a big, impactful bill signed into law.
And that success in the state legislature set the stage for her congressional run in 2024. Delaware only has one at-large district, so she had to win a statewide election.
That's right, and she did so decisively. Her campaign for Congress focused on the same core issues she championed in the state capitol: health care, paid leave, and supporting working families. She ran on her record of legislative success. Her victory in November 2024 was, of course, another historic first, making her the first transgender person to be elected to federal office in the U.S. It represents a significant milestone in American politics, breaking a barrier and expanding representation at the highest level of government.
Now that she's in Washington, what are her legislative priorities? What committees is she likely to focus on?
As a freshman, her committee assignments will be determined, but her legislative agenda is very clear. She intends to focus on what she calls kitchen table issues. She is a strong advocate for policies that lower healthcare costs, particularly the price of prescription drugs. She wants to build on her success in Delaware by working toward a national paid family and medical leave program. And she's a major proponent of expanding access to affordable childcare and universal pre-kindergarten. Her goal is to demonstrate that while her identity is historic, her focus is on delivering concrete economic results and support for the families in her state. She'll likely seek a spot on committees that deal with these issues, such as the Education and the Workforce Committee or the Energy and Commerce Committee, which has broad jurisdiction over healthcare.
Her career is really a story of breaking one barrier after another. What does her presence in Congress signify for American politics more broadly?
It signifies a profound evolution in what is possible in American politics. Her career demonstrates that voters are willing to elect candidates based on their qualifications, their policy ideas, and their record of service. While her election is a landmark moment for LGBTQ+ representation, her success has been built on her ability to connect with voters on the issues that affect their everyday lives. Her presence in Congress ensures that the experiences of transgender Americans are directly represented in the halls of power for the first time, adding a vital perspective to every debate, from healthcare to housing to national security. It's a testament to her personal resilience and a reflection of a changing country.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.